Hello.
Hi, is this Richard?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Richard. It's Natalie calling from MMA Legal.
Hi.
For compliance reasons, are you okay to confirm your date of birth and your address, please?
Yeah, my date of birth is 11/08/1962.
Mm-hmm.
My address is 68 Craig Road.
Lovely. That's brilliant. Thank you. So I just need to make you aware that during the call, if there's any safeguarding, I would need to refer that to the local authority. But I would discuss this with you first, and also all our calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so today's to gather some more information to record the impact of the time and care for application of Scottish redress. What age did you get into care?
I think I was 15, 14 maybe, 14 or 15.
Okay. And do you know what local authority you were under?
Glasgow.
Okay. Lovely. Were you known by any other names or nicknames?
No.
So care settings I've got is Larch Grove, Remand Centre, Longriggen, Young Offenders Institute. Are those the only two that you attended?
Yeah.
Okay. And what school did you attend during that time?
Woodside Secondary School in Glasgow. Yeah.
Okay, in Glasgow. Thank you. And can you confirm what is your registered medical GP surgeon, please?
It's Nielsen Medical Centre.
And is that in?
That's in Nielsen.
Nielsen, yeah.
Yeah, High Street, Nielsen.
Do you have any other professional support in you, like social care or occupational health at the moment?
No.
Do you have any diagnosed mental health?
No.
Oh, the phone's gone really bad.
Yeah.
Can you still hear me?
Can you hear me again, please? Yeah, I can still hear you.
Oh, that's better. Okay. Do you have any diagnosed mental health?
No.
And have you ever done any self-harm?
No.
Have you ever had any thoughts of ending life or made any attempts?
I thought years ago, but not lately, you know.
Okay. What age was that?
I would say probably maybe 16, 17.
And up to what age was that too?
Maybe till about 21.
Okay. Have you ever received any counselling or therapy?
No, never.
Have you ever been in hospital for your mental health?
No.
Have you got any physical health?
Yeah, I've got many health problems. I'm waiting surgery and things like that, you know.
What physical health have you got diagnosed at the moment?
At the moment, I've got, what's it called again? A cam deformity. I've got that in my hips.
Are you awaiting hip operation?
Yeah, I'm waiting for that consultant to authorise that first.
Okay, so I'll say I'll wait in a consultant appointment for that one, yeah?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I've got severe back problems as well right now. But there's not much anybody can do about it, you know, it's just wear and tear, I think.
Okay.
Although it's quite severe.
Did you get a diagnosis for that, do you know?
Yeah, it's called degenerative disc disease. where the disc in their spine eventually compress and crumble.
I have exactly the same.
Yeah.
So I feel your pain, literally.
Yeah, so it's only the top half of my back that works.
Yeah. I had a vertebrae out of line at the top as well, so it was affecting a lot of my neck. Yeah. You don't realise it because you're in so much pain anyway. So
yeah.
I was just like, oh, that's fine.
No, I went to physio last week and that left me an absolute pain, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just a waiting game to get it sorted, but it's taken me 15 years to get a diagnosis.
It took me 5 years of going to the physio every single week for them to go, oh, hang on a minute, something's not right.
No, I've paid a fortune privately to every time things. Even they've got it wrong, you know.
Yeah. I've been to a chiropractor recently, and that, I have to say, that's probably been the best help out of everything so far.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, it's witchcraft, you know. Every time I go and see these people, I end up even worse in a worse state than I went in.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Bless your heart.
So, apart from that, I'm, you know, my health's good.
Okay, cool. Did you attend hospital as a child while she was in those centres at all?
No.
Okay. And do you provide us with consent to contact any of the companies and professionals that you've mentioned today?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Have you ever been arrested or any convictions?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Let's get them down. What age was the first one?
The first one would be when I was about maybe 14.
Yep. And what was that one for?
I really don't remember what it was for.
Mainly, was it a conviction, that one?
I think it was, at the time I think I was referred to what was called the children's panel.
Okay.
You know, for supervision and things like that. It was later when my sending continued. My upbringing wasn't the best, you know. I was just an ordinary lad up until maybe maturity, maybe 18, 19, and then I started becoming violent, you know. And I got convictions for violence. But you know, when you're in these places, you need to learn to fight, and you need to learn to fight quick, you know. So I think it certainly gave me a propensity for violence.
So was it violence then, if you think that one?
Yeah.
So after that then, how old were you for the next one?
I think I was 18 then.
Age 18. And what was that for?
That was for violence.
Helps if I can spell, you know. Anything else after that?
No. But I think, you know, and the times I was in there, and it's only maybe retrospectively. You know, see, over the years, I've read things about pinching things. And I kind of, you kind of can't help thinking that they put themselves in that position just for their own self-gratification. And I felt that way about a lot of the staff in these establishments. And I had homosexual advances that I had to fight off. You know, and that's lived with me. And, you know, I was never...
Who was that guy?
Say again?
Who approached you for that?
Members of staff. You know, just...
Is that in both of them?
Yeah. Just making advances. And,
did anything ever happen? Have you...
No. It was an attempt. Because, as I say, I think they kind of... They tend to prey on people the way these people do.
Because you were vulnerable, weren't you?
Yeah, but I wasn't that weak. But, you know, that I was allowing, I didn't want to happen. It was almost, you know, I mean, I got beatings and things like that for the same people, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it was just the way I, you know, keep my mouth shut, you know?
It's a control thing, isn't it?
Yeah. But as I say, I do feel that a lot of the staff there had their own gratification foremost rather than the concern for the young boys in their care. Do you know what I mean?
So you feel they were just, like, sorting themselves out rather than yourself, like, sorting out the kids?
I think they were just positioning themselves in there.
Hmm.
You know, the same way, you know, and the same way the priest did.
Yeah.
You know, and how they've been tarnished, you know.
Yeah, I get
but,
that.
I mean, you know, hopefully things are different now.
I think it's reported a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And people tend to respond to it rather than ignore it. So I think back in the day, people ignored, didn't they, concerns. Hence why these things have now come back up.
Yeah, it was a known fact that you were just taking a look.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Well, hopefully when we go through this, it will give you some closure. Some kind, you know, to get some compensation and maybe an apology for the time and things that you experienced. That's the aim. Obviously, we can't guarantee anything. We've just got to do the best we can and get your case put forward. Yeah. Were there any issues with drugs or alcohol?
No.
Okay. Let me just write this down. Did you smoke at all?
No.
Okay. And when you left here, so you would have been 18?
Yeah, well, I would have been out when I was 16 and then back in.
Because you went back in, didn't you? So when did you come out? Because that would have been the end point, wouldn't it?
I can't exactly remember, to be honest with you.
So, I'm just going to give you the dates I've got on here. So, 1980, I'm guessing that's when you were 18, you went back in, and it says 6 months.
That's right, yeah.
So, I put 18 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But the time before that, I can't remember.
So, I've got 1977, and it was 1 month.
Yeah. I think it may have been a wee bit longer, but I'm not too sure.
We should be able.
I kind of blocked all that out for years, you know.
Yeah.
Until my mum mentioned it.
So we will clarify those dates and stuff anyway, because when we do the subject access request, we'll gather that and double check with you what we've got before we send it to Pamela anyway. So you'll know that information and stuff. When you came out at 18 years old, did social care offer you any support after that time at all?
No, nothing.
Okay. So, in terms of our company supporting you, would you prefer a male or female advisor?
I'm making a difference.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll allocate you to me, because obviously we spoke today and you already know who I am. So I'll do that from today. In terms of your care records, when we get a copy of those from both the centres, do you want a copy of those too?
No, it's okay.
Okay. So the process from now is that it will take about 10 months. I'm going to be your main point of contact. So if you save this number on your phone, if you have needed it, need a chat about your case or anything, just give me a call. It comes directly through to me. If I don't answer, usually that's just because I'm on the phone. And I'll give you a call back once I get off. We're going to now gather your evidence for your case. And that's all the subject access requests that we can do. We'll put it all together. Then I'll give you a call back and we'll go through the information. And then that information will then go to the panel, for Scottish Redress. It's not a panel that you have to attend, it's a closed door panel. But you will be made aware of the date that it's going to be held, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So as part of our compliance, I just have to go through the options that you have for your Scottish redress, okay? So one of the options is you can independently do this yourself and research your own evidence. Another option is you can have a solicitor from England and Scotland who have accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf, which they receive from Scottish Redress, and they receive that fee if they win or lose for you. And the other option is that fee ourselves, NNA Legal, we can act on your behalf. We've opted out of that fee from Scottish Redress, and we only take a 20% cap fee from your case if you win. If you lose, there's no charge. So that means that we're completely independent and we're acting for you. Are you still happy to proceed with NNA Legal?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And you're entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Are you happy to wait 14 days or would you like us to proceed immediately?
Yeah, just proceed. I don't need you here.
Okay. So do you have any questions for me today?
No, I don't, no. Nothing at all.
Fantastic. Okay, so that's all I've got for today. I just want to thank you very much for your time, and if you do have any questions or anything in the future, just feel free to give me a call.
Will do. Okay. Thanks for your call.
No problem, Richard. You take care.
And you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.